Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm talking with Fraser mission partner Louise Cardoso, who is planting a church in Glasgow, Scotland. And each day, I'll be asking him a question so we can get to know him a little better and learn about his ministry. Louise, today's question is a bit of a follow-up from earlier in this week, and so I'm curious to hear what you have to say. It's, how can God use people who aren't in professional ministry to accomplish his mission?
Amen, Will. And I love this situation. And if anyone would like to do some further reading on the topic, I really love a book that it says that is called The Abolition of the Laity, Vocation, Work, and Ministry in a Biblical Perspective from R. Paul Stevens. And it's from Pater Noster's Press. And it says this, that everyone up to the 4th century were lay people, on the sense that everybody was a normal person, normal Christian. And ordination then starts to be popular on the 4th century and after that. But then he has this phrase that a laity, in the popular sense, no longer exists in Christ. No longer exists in Christ. We are all called as sons and daughters of Jesus to full-time ministry in whatever we do. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? Like, two examples to us. There is a Brazilian man, now he's with the Lord. His name is Lorival Trindade. And he was a lawyer. And he felt convicted to go and plant churches in Paraguay. And he said, Lord, I have a heart condition. I have my practice. But if you want me to go, confirm and bless me. This man went to church on that Sunday, prayed, and was healed. So he sold his practice, moved to Paraguay a year later. Now there is around 30,000 Christians in Paraguay that are celebrating Jesus through many churches that he planted. How beautiful is that? But not just that. I'll tell you someone that his name is Delgado, and he was the person that discipled me. He worked in a bank until he retired. His entire life, he worked in a bank. When I became a Christian, I didn't know anything. I remember that I was so confused when I read Matthew, and Jesus was born and he died. And then I went to the other Gospels, and he was born and died again. And I was confused, like, wow, what is that about? Like, how can someone do that? And I was confused. This man gave up one night of his week for 2 years to sit with me, to help me. And every time, Will, that I'm somewhere in the world teaching, equipping, sharing the gospel, planting churches, or leading the church here, and something extraordinary happened, I write to him and I say, it was worth it, brother. It was worth it. One more person, and I know that I'm here because you were faithful. So how can God use people who are in professional ministries? I would say God uses everyone. And he uses Louis. I think we need to remove this barrier in our minds that, oh, now I'm like a doctor. Now I'll be Christian again because it's Sunday morning. Now I'll be like a father. God doesn't want these divisions. God loves Louis. And Louis, when I go to church, he doesn't want to use just 10% of Louis. He wants to use Louis. And then when I come home to be with Danny, God wants to use Louis. And he wants to move on his presence and powerfulness and grace and love in everything that I do and through everything that I am. So whatever you are doing, my brother and sister today, know that Jesus is with you. The same power that brought Jesus back from the dead is over your life today to help you to be a good professional, to help you to produce, but to help you to go beyond that with a message that glorifies God and impacts society. God wants to use you, and he will do to the glory of his name. Nothing can resist the work of God. Like Job said, none of his plans can be frustrated. So let's just enjoy life with God in a way that his life involves us, transforms us, reshapes us, and flows through us in whatever we do.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Louise. We really appreciate it. I hope it challenges us all to ask the question how God is calling us to be a part of his ministry and not if. And I think that's a great word.